Blog Talk Radio.
We bless him today, we bless him this evening, and we just want to give thanks and praises to him for who he is in our lives. I'm excited about tonight, excited about what God is going to do through these phone lines per internet, and I thank God for you, the callers who are faithful to God, and you're looking forward to hearing a word from the throne of grace. Well, I'm going to say a word of prayer over the lines, and then we're going to move forward. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for these lines, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that your word shall go forth, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you said that the name of Jesus shall go through every corner of the earth, Lord God. You said that your word shall be preached all over the entire world. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that via internet, Lord God, that people are hearing this word internationally, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have made a way, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you have seen the unseen, Lord God, and you have allowed this word to even go to every part of the world. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you hide us behind the cross and let your word go forth this evening. Father, let your word go forth this evening. Father, we thank you, Lord God, as we cover the lines with the blood of Jesus. We cover each listener with the blood of Jesus. We cover each home with the blood of Jesus. For we know, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus will prevail. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about our weapons, spiritual warfare, not being in the flesh, but operating in the spirit realm. We're going to be talking about that tonight. You know, God is good, and he have already gave us means and ways of escape, and we thank him for that. So I'm excited tonight about what he's doing. I'm just going to play a portion of a song, and then when I come back, we're going to have a welcome to our new visitors that's on the line. We praise God for you, and we thank God that you're tuning in to us tonight. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa from Kingdom Builders International, also Kingdom Daughters International. We're here tonight to bring a word from on high. So be blessed with the music, and we'll be right back.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am.
And how many of us just literally tell the Lord, here I am. Here I stand. My life is in your hand. And that's where God wants us to be. That's where he wants us to be. where we're able to surrender all of our cares, all of our concerns. Just give yourself away to Him. And He'll make a way out of no way. And just welcome.
Amen. Welcome to the Kingdom Builders, formerly Daughters International Conference Prayer and Teaching Line. Join in with Prophetess Teresa, Pastor Celeste, and Minister Sophia. And we're here every Friday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on Internet Radio, and pray live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can reach them at www.kingdomdaughters.org. We are here to build and bring forth the manifestation of your spiritual gifts. Let His word give us renewed hope and fresh strength. And praise Him with all that you have as we recall the personal victories He has given us. Let us ponder His attributes as we look to God expectantly, putting our hope in His great love. And He'll give you the ultimate beauty treatment. He'll make you His son. And today, as she was speaking, she will be speaking on spiritual warfare, our weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You are definitely welcome to come back and join us every time that we have the broadcast. You're welcome.
Well, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My life is not my own. Yes, you are welcome to come into the broadcast, get blessed, and even take what you have learned and what you're learning, even if you pour into the broadcast. We encourage you to take it and bless someone else with it. We thank you, Sister Marlene, for that beautiful welcome. We just love the way that you do that welcome, and you make me feel welcome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We give God the glory and give Him the honor. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about our weapons. Our weapons. Do we actually use the weapons that God has given us? Or do we get in the flesh and begin to, you know what the flesh does? Fight with words out of our mouths that's not of God. Or do we literally get physical Well, as Sister Marlene was reading, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down what? Every argument, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing not some thoughts, but every thought into captivity. And we know what captivity is. To the obedience of Christ. And that's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. We're going to talk about our weapons. The weapons that God have given us that have been ordained from God for his people who are called by his name to use. You know, the Apostle Paul, here he's talking about we are engaged in warfare. So don't think that we're not. And that we have weapons in which not we can fight or we might fight, but we must fight. And as Paul, he also talked about it in Ephesians 6 and 12. Our fight is not with flesh and blood. So in other words, it's not with people, but it's with hosts of demons that work to defile and destroy and harass and tempt and enslave us. So we shouldn't get it twisted. Sometimes we literally come against people because we're thinking that they are our enemy. But if you believe in the true and the living word of God, you understand that our weapons are not for people, not for flesh and blood. And if you got flesh and blood, then we're talking about you. I have flesh and blood, yes, we're talking about me. So just think about how many times we literally attack an individual. And right here, tell us, Paul is telling us that it's not against that person. Yes, 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 we're going to talk about spirits and demonic forces on next week, Friday night. But this week, we're going to talk about the weapons, the things that God has given us to use. You know, and when I just really think about it, part of the good news is that we can resist the enemy. We can resist the influence in our lives. We can resist it. The Word of God says that we resist the devil, he'll flee. But how do we resist the enemy? We're going to talk about it. But in order to be effective in our warfare, we must know what our weapons are and how to use them effectively. You can have the weapons, but not know how to use them. We have to know how to use our weapons. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, our weapons. You know, I love the song that's talking about the devil is under my feet, because that's where the word says he is. He's under our feet. And I just want you to listen to this prophetic singing for just a moment.
Yeah.
Now, some people say that's a bit much. But now let's go back to what Paul said. We're in a war. And sometimes we can get so content that we don't think that we have to literally put the enemy under our feet. You know, Paul, in this message, he also is talking, he's talking about that we have to pull down strongholds and cast down every argument, every imagination. And guess where the imaginations come from? That same devil that we put under our feet, the enemy. See, what the enemy does is he puts thoughts in our minds, and that's all he has, is to give us imaginations. And we are supposed to cast down every proud, every high thing that seeks to stop us from knowing God and knowing his will. Bring every thought, every single thought, to the obedience of Christ. Anything that's going to hold you strong, that's going to keep you from pressing in and saying, let's keep it moving. Okay, let's get to the weapons. We're going to talk about the weapons. I'm going to talk about the first weapon, praises. Praises. Oh, yes, without a doubt. Praise is a major weapon against the enemy. See, Satan and his demons, they just hate to hear people praising God. Listen to what I'm saying. If you've ever been somewhere and the enemy is there and you begin to praise God, the enemy start getting irritated. He'll start getting irritated. Praises is a major weapon. Praises, what? Guess what it does? It releases the presence of God. Especially when you have a pure heart. Praises release the presence of God in a way that Satan cannot resist. If we would praise God more, we would have far less interference from demonic powers in our lives. See, a lot of times we don't want to praise God. We want to be entertained. But praises go beyond entertainment. We praise God from the inside. We praise God with our heart. That's how we praise God. And when we praise God, the enemy cannot operate in our minds. The imagination is not the enemy, but the imagination is the praises. I mean, just say, for instance, let me put on something that's going to take us into his presence. You know, when we start talking about nobody greater than you, Lord, a praise. See, when you get into a praise mode, your mind begins to imagine, Lord, there's nobody greater than you. So the enemy don't have room to get in there, because every imagination that you're thinking of is what? Nobody's greater than you. So praises is a weapon. Yes, it is. Not the bullet that you have for your gun.
Climb to the highest mountain.
Listen to the lyrics.
All around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you.
Okay, now we're talking about our weapons. And praises is a weapon. When you get into meditation and you begin to praise God, and the enemy could be all around you, and you begin to praise God, the enemy has what? No room. Praise is literally silence. Silence the enemy. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemy, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Turn to Psalms 8 and 2, and you're going to read those words. You'll read those words. And Jesus said to them, yes, have you ever read out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have what? Perfect praise. Perfect praise. Matthew 21 and 16. So when you go to the house of worship, don't sit there and try to be entertained. Get your praise on, because can't nobody do your praise but you. Can't nobody cast down those imaginations in your mind but you. Because, see, we all have our own battle to fight. We're all in this war together. But the enemy will attack us individually. So we know that one of our weapons against the enemy is praises. Yes, yes, yes. When you feel like choking somebody, begin to praise God. When you feel like saying something that you know you're going to have to repent for, begin to praise God. See, when we begin to turn this thing around and appropriate the order that God have ordained for us to do, the weapons that God have ordained for us to use, we're going to defeat the enemy, because all we have to do what is follow the principles. It works. It works. The word says perfect praise. Perfect praise silenced the enemy. And many of our problems would be solved if we could only get Satan and his demons, what, to shut up. Because they keep speaking to our mind. They keep saying, when we see something good, the enemy try to come in our mind to tell us something negative. So he's constantly in our ear. The enemy operates by injecting suggestions to our mind. And he even tells us stuff that seems plausible. And I'm going to tell you something. When we begin to understand that praises is not just something that we do to feel good, but praises is actually a weapon against the enemy, we will not go in the presence in a church or the house of prayer and sit there and wait to be entertained. Get your praise on. Even when you're at home, even when you're in your car, even when you're at work, get your praise on. When the enemy begins to attack you, pull out a weapon. And if all you got right there is a praise, begin to praise him. You know, the praises of God's people, God inhabits our praises. It's just so much that I could say about praises, but I'm not going to prolong the time with the praises, but I want to encourage you to understand that your praise, not my praise, but your praise will shut the enemy up in your life. Praises silence the enemy. Praises silence the enemy. And I want you to get that. He's under our feet. And praises will put him there. Put him where? Under our feet. Amen, amen. You know, when I start playing my song, that's my song. He's under my feet. And that's where I try to keep him. Under my feet. Now let's talk about the second weapon. the Word of God. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by Satan, and you can check it out in Luke 4, verse 1 through 13, the Word says, he overcame the devil by using one weapon, the Word of God. Rather than arguing directly with Satan's suggestions, as many times a lot of us do, Jesus was so cool. He was so cool. He simply just quoted the Word of God as it applied to the suggestions. That's why we got to know the Word, so that when the enemy attack us, the Word will come out. Words of wisdom will defeat the enemy. The Word of God. When Satan tried to suggest a course of action for Jesus to prove his deity, what did Jesus say? And he was telling Jesus, satisfy your hunger. Jesus answered, and I love this, it is written. That's all he said. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. The Word of God. That's what we have to live by, Luke 4 and 4. It's a weapon. I mean, there's something in the Word for every single trick the enemy tries. Everything that he tries, there's an answer in the Word for it. And I'm going to tell you, when I figured this thing out, that it works. So I say, Lord, give me the words to say when I see the enemy coming, when I hear the enemy. Give me the Word. Give me a scripture. Give me a weapon. Tell me what to use. And we have to stay there, because guess what? The Word of God abides in us. It abides in us. And it silenced the enemy just like praises. Have you ever said something to someone and it was just the Word of God and they just took a hike because they didn't know what to say next? Yes, 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 yes. It works. It works. It works. You know, Apostle John, when he said, I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the Word of God abide in you, and you have overcome who? The wicked one. 1 John 2 and 14. So the Word can abide in you. It silenced the enemy. Weapons, 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 weapons. We have weapons. We have weapons. And I'm excited about the weapons. And let's move forward. The third weapon. Just make sure that you get into the Word of God for yourself. Study to show yourself approved. Study. Just study. And get that Word in you, because it is a weapon. And sometimes you can ask questions, and God, the Holy Spirit, will just give you the answer. You could be dealing with a low-down husband or a low-down wife or a low-down situation, and God will give you peace in the middle of it, in the midst, and he'll show you a way of escape, and he'll make you understand that you are a atmosphere creator. That when you come in the room, the atmosphere come in the room, it will all change. And I shared that with someone today when they called me and they needed a little counsel because they were going through some situations at work. And you know, the Holy Spirit said, tell him that he is an atmosphere creator, to create the atmosphere. And I give God the glory because he called me back and he said the whole situation turned around. Because guess what? He got the enemy out of his head. The enemy was in his head. Demonic forces that try to control us. It's simple. If we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, stayed on the Word of God, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? What would he have me to say? Yes, we get challenged. Yes, we are in a warfare, but God did not leave us here in this warfare without weapons, and not just little weapons. He gave us mighty weapons. The blood of Jesus. One of Satan's chief tactics is accusations. He is called the accuser of the brethren. And when we sin, we give Satan opportunity to accuse us, both directly and even through others. When we tell a little lie, we say a little lie, we open up a door for the enemy to come in. We give the enemy room to start scandalizing what God is doing in us. The reality is, we all have sinned, and we all fall short of the glory of God. I'm still looking for a Christian on the earth that have not ever sinned. I would learn to love from someone who no longer falls short of the glory of God. But you know what? Sin is just costing us too much. Satan, he's adding his accusations. I mean, so many Christians, our integrity is in question. You know, we say we're going to do this, we don't. I mean, integrity. Integrity is everything. Well, not quite everything, but it's almost everything. Because who are you representing? You're representing the Most High God. So we don't want to give Satan not even a grip, because he is the accuser of the brethren anyway. But the power of the blood of Jesus, as it may be applied to the issue of sin. Praise God. The blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanse us. Not from one sin, but from all sins. And if we confess our sins, he's faithful and he's just to forgive us of our sins. And guess what else? He'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. But must we continue in sin? God forbid. So it shouldn't be something that we practice. It should be something, if we do sin, it should be something that is beyond our control. And we should recognize it quickly. And we should repent. And that sin shouldn't happen again. But the blood of Jesus, thank God for the blood of Jesus. We must believe that no matter what sin that we have committed, that the blood of Jesus is there to cleanse us. He can restore us by the blood of Jesus to the place where God will accept us. And our peace should be within us because we're not condemned. It is because Jesus Christ paid the price. He paid the price for our sin and took the punishment that he didn't deserve, that we deserve, and that we must forgive and go on and not be in defeat. The blood of Jesus will put the enemy to flight. Remember, we have to confess what the blood of Jesus does for us. They overcame him, who? The enemy. By the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. And they loved not their own lives unto death. Revelation 12:13. The blood of Jesus will cleanse us. So don't let nobody make you feel condemned. Let nobody make you feel that you cannot be restored. Don't let nobody do that to you. The devil is a liar. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. That's a weapon. And our fourth weapon, and I love this one, prayer. 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 See, prayer is not preparation for the battle, but prayer is the battle. See, we are commanded to pray without ceasing, so we should at least try to do it, aim to do it. God have made so many promises to us regarding prayer, and we need to fill our hearts and our minds with those promises, with those promises. Since much of this has been covered everywhere, when you pray to God, you can just talk to him. Just talk to him. You don't have to come with no fancy words. And if you don't pray in the spirit, pray in the natural. But I'll tell you what, if you pray in your heavenly language, the word of God says that you edify yourself. He'll build you up. He'll build you up. And we're going to be talking about prayer, too. We're going to do a series on prayer, on the different types of prayer. And some of us need to be built up. And some of us don't understand that you can pray in the natural and get some things done. But when you pray in the spirit realm, not only are you built up, you get things done. So we need to be built up too. And that's what the Bible talk about. Praying in your holy faith. Check it out. Jude 20. It's there. It's there. Prayer is a powerful thing. And when we prevail in prayer, Satan is defeated. Miracles happen. People turn from their wicked ways. And the power of Satan is released up off of them to the power of God. And guess what? Their eyes will become open. You know, some of us have such an argumentative spirit. God don't want us to be always arguing and debating, trying to be right. That's not the Holy Ghost. That's not the Holy Spirit. Just flow. Flow in his peace. You can disagree and not be disagreeable because we need the peace of God. So when we pray, we can tap right in. We don't have to do a whole lot of travailing, crying, repenting. Yes, we're going to do that anyway. But when we need to tap in an emergency, we can go right in. Because guess what? We're familiar with this weapon. And prayer can be quiet and simple. To not pray is to surrender to Satan. I'm excited about a prayer life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. The fifth weapon, the power of our testimony. One reason I always like to give my testimonies is because I understand that my testimony is not about me, but it's for others. When I can share with them the goodness of God and how he brought me out, they'll be encouraged. There's a soul at the other end of your testimony. You don't know who the spirit of suicide might be on, and you got a testimony that just might save their life. But because you won't open your mouth, the kingdom can't be activated. People won't be saved because our testimonies, we never know when our testimonies can draw others to the King. They overcame the enemy by the words of their testimony. Telling other people what God have done for you, this will promote faith. Tell yourself, you need to encourage yourself in the Lord also. And forget not all of his benefits to you. Tell God, praise and thank him for it. And Paul used his testimony when he confronted King Agrippa and the Roman government, who called to account for his activities and the reason for which he was accused by the Jews. And that's in Acts 26 and also in Acts 22. And everyone who is truly born again has a testimony. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. When it's time to give a testimony, you should be running to do your thing, as the kids say. Go ahead, put it out there, because it's your testimony for somebody else. And even if you need to, take time and write your testimonies down. Send it out on the email. Send it out in the mail. Tell somebody about what God is doing for you. Encourage them. You'll lead people to faith in Christ. And when you write down your testimony and you present it and give it to somebody, just buy a nice little card and write your testimony down and just mail it to them. You can't get over to their house, just write them a note. Encourage someone in the Lord. The power of the Holy Spirit, expressed through the gifts of the Spirit, is a weapon. Is a weapon also. We are commanded to be filled, continually filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5 and 18. And I encourage you, if you do not pray in the Holy Ghost, and you've been taught or told that's not God, get on your knees and go to the Father yourself and ask him, what is his will for you? Is that gift for you? Ask him. Let him lead you. Just keeping this one commandment of the Lord is a major part of our spiritual warfare. And we all need all the other weapons in order to stay in this place, meaning be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. A person who is filled with the Holy Ghost and has learned to be led by the Spirit can also receive and use the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you can turn to 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10, and most of them are expressed, what, through our mouths. They all operate through divine initiative. You know, you might have heard, you may hear people praying in the Spirit, and you saying, what good is that? Because you never done it. But I'm going to tell you, my life changed. It actually changed when I got filled with the Holy Ghost. So I'm not talking about what I heard. I'm talking about what I know that God did for me. If you desire it, you can have it. Don't hate if you don't have it. Congratulate. And if you want it, ask God, you can get it too. Amen. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit all work along with the other weapons to build up God's people. It's all about building you up. It's all about making a change come in your life. It's all about being different. It's all about being able to get a prayer through. It's all about being able to withstand in these evil days. It's all about when the bank account is funny and the money ain't there. It's about being able to stand. gifts of the Spirit. I'm just going to read them to you. And we're going to get ready to end the broadcast. But the gifts of the discernment of spirit is important. You want to be able to discern spirits. You want to know what spirit you're dealing with. It's a weapon that you could use. The gift of the word of knowledge. This gift, it gives you knowledge of God concerning people and reality. And then the gifts of the word of wisdom. It gives you knowledge of the future and wisdom from God concerning what a person should do. These are gifts from God. Gifts of miracles. All kind of miraculous miracles. Casting out demons is considered a miracle. We're going to be talking about that too. When Jesus cast out demons, he said a miracle. What? He said in my name. And this is the most common and necessary form of miracle of our age. And then there's the gift of healing. The divine ability to heal diseases through the power of the Holy Spirit. And usually by laying on the hands. But this is done in Jesus' name. It doesn't depend on just how much faith the receiver has. But it's something that God said will happen. You'll be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall what? Recover. See, we have to take every single scripture and apply it. Not just some. If you believe some, believe all of them. And I'm excited tonight that everyone on the line have totally understand that your weapons will keep you at peace. When the enemy comes, you know exactly what to do. So I encourage you tonight, if you didn't take notes, go back, check us out in archives, www.kingdomdaughters.org, and you can listen to us in archives. And I'm excited. I'm going to open the lines up, and I see the board is still. God bless everyone on the line. I just want to encourage you to use your weapons. Don't operate in the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. Because I'll tell you, it's a peace that our daddy will give you that every single time that you will put the enemy to flight, if you begin to praise him in the midst of that situation, you begin to literally praise him. I'm talking about you start praising God and the enemy right at your door. And you begin to shabak him. Yes, Lord, yes. Well, first we're going to do the call of salvation. And I believe that Minister Evangelist Hannah, if you would do the call of salvation for me.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if you have not called on Jesus as your Lord and Savior. As the prophetess had talked about the spiritual gifts, you can't have peace or praise or operate in the things of God without accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior. So if you're on the phone lines or you're on the internet, just repeat after me. Father God, I know that I'm a sinner. Come into my heart and change me. By faith, I believe that Jesus died and rose again. And I accept you, God, and I accept Jesus in my life as my Lord and my Savior. And I pray that God will fill you with his Spirit, with the overflow of his Spirit. And if you pray that prayer in the name of Jesus, welcome into the body of Christ. This is your birthday. And we and the angels are rejoicing. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes, Lord.
We are rejoicing also. If you prayed that prayer, you can go on kingdomdaughters.org and put in the comment box and let us know. We would like to send you a Bible. We would like to pray for you. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And God, get all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes, Lord. We bless you, God. We bless you. We bless your name,
Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father.
The lines are open, and I just want to ask, is there anyone on the line with a comment, words of encouragement, a testimony at this time? Praise Jesus.
Prophetess Teresa, this is Sister Valerie from Michigan. I enjoyed your lesson on tonight with regard to spiritual warfare, and I can concur and also testify that the Spirit of God has given me wisdom with regard to utilizing spiritual weapons, exercising spiritual muscles, even at the beginning of my day, by setting my home with the atmosphere of Jesus. I thank God that He gave me a gift to sing. And the best song that I can sing is praises unto Him. So before the enemy has an opportunity to attack, I get up in the morning while I'm getting ready for work or getting ready to go to work, and I sing praises unto God. I have personal praise and meditation with the Lord, my home with the atmosphere of Jesus, casting down any spirit that is unlike Him and binding the spirit of love, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. And this has been a consistent part of my spiritual warfare in order to start my day and prepare my home with the atmosphere of Jesus. As you said, you can praise God in the sanctuary, in the church, but you can also set the atmosphere of your home with Jesus, with praise and personal meditation. That not only makes the enemy flee, but it also is a witness to those that are in your home that may not be spiritually mature or may not be spiritually aware, that this is a part of what you can use to help build up yourself spiritually. And prayer is such a powerful weapon. I've had an opportunity to intercede for family members, for people. You know, if you have a consistent prayer life, then, you know, a situation may come and arise, and you can be prepared to intercede and to pray the word of God to in a situation, and you can see results. And the word of God is our offensive weaponry. When the enemy comes to attack even our minds, we can give back the word of God as Jesus did when he was in the wilderness. He gave the devil the word back when the devil attacked him, and we can do that also. And I'm just happy that that prayer has helped, even with my family member. My son-in-law was unemployed for a long time, but thanks be to God, there were times I prayed with him, and God has blessed him with a job. He's working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hallelujah.
Glory. Yes, God. Yes, God. So we joined our faith with you on that one. Ooh, glory, glory. Yes, God.
I still have other unemployed family members, but
but God,
but God has given us hope, and our faith remain steadfast in him. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Lord, there is none like you, Father.
None like God.
There is none like you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. It's good to hear from you, Evangelist Bell. Good to hear from you.
God bless you. I've enjoyed you tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Is there anyone else that want to come forth with a testimony, a comment?
I would like to have a comment.
Go for it, Minister Park.
I just want to say I enjoyed tonight, and I agree with the teaching. And the young lady who just came forth, Minister Evangelist Val from Michigan, her testimony. Her testimony certainly was the scripture says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And her testimony proves the teaching tonight. And I just hope that those who are listening in could see that correlation and understand that testifying helps other people understand and know that God is truly will truly back up his word. And his word was powerful tonight, and I trust that all who heard had an ear to hear what the Spirit was saying to us individually and collectively as the body of Christ. And I just wanted to say, God bless you, Prophetess Teresa.
Thank you, and likewise to you, Prophetess Sophia. Amen. Yes, yes, and you know, it's really something when you start seeing and hearing the testimonies of the saints and how you get strength from their testimonies. Because I'm telling you, when a woman of God came on the line some time ago and she was asking us to join our faith with hers for her son-in-law and a couple other family members for jobs, and truly we did that. That's one thing I can say about Kingdom Daughters. When you asked us to pray, we're praying. When you put your name on the list, we're praying. So we're not just, you asked us to pray and we forget about you. So when Evangelist Val gave a testimony, it's almost like the baby leaked in my womb because we have interceded for her family. And I just give God the praises and glory, you know, for even that job that her son-in-law has. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. And even there's so much more coming to her door, for truly she is a woman of God.
Thank you,
is
Jesus.
There anyone else on the line that want to come forth at this
hallelujah.
Time?
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. Prophet Teresa, this is Evangelist Hannah again. I just thank God, and I truly know that praise will get you through when the enemy is attacking. And God says for the spirit of heaviness for us to put on the garment of praise. And it's something like you said when you was talking that I'm just not saying that I have walked through. So praise has gotten me through so much. Even when in my flesh was fighting and aching, I still praise God. So it kept me with that joy and that strength and that peace that I needed. Glory be to God. So praise is powerful. Praying in the spirit is powerful. I had been in the body of Christ for 6.5 years, but until I got filled with the evidence of speaking in tongues, that's when, through the power of God, I was able to let even more things go that had a stronghold on me for years. For years.
Yeah. Yes.
And people make it so hard, but all God said, if we ask, he will give. So if you believe and you ask, you can get filled. Glory be to God. And it strengthens you. When I know what I go through, I get up at 6:30 in the morning, I don't care how I'm feeling, and I walk and I talk to God and I pray in the Spirit and I shout and I do what I need to do to come back and be prepared for the day. I be sure Cordo this shut down don't matter to me. I put my headsets on. People think I'm listening to music, but actually I'm just talking to God and praising God.
Ooh,
so if you're not sealed, I encourage you to read on it, pray on it, let God speak to you, and get sealed. Glory be to God.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
hello,
Lord.
Hello. I don't know if Pastor Teresa hears me.
Amen.
Hello.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Pastor Teresa?
Yes.
Praise God. You do hear me. Praise God.
I do
this
hear
is
you.
Campbell. Hallelujah. I'm apologizing.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'm apologizing for tuning in so late, but I did pick up where you was on spiritual gifts, and I just thank God for what you had to give us on tonight. I just ask God that he would bless you even the more as you go through what you have in that God has put in on the inside of you, and that you will continue to be a blessing to the Kingdom Daughters, which you are a founder of, and I just thank God for you. And I just want to share a testimony where I was filled in 1997, I think it was.
Six.
96. My husband's on the line. You hear him speak for
oh,
the ministry camp.
That's what
anyway,
I'm
I was filled
about.
In 96. Hallelujah. And I was sharing the other day with my mom. I said, Mom, do you use your prayer language? She said, no. I said, well, why not? And she says, well, I don't know what I'm saying. I said, well, Mama, you can ask for interpretation if you need to. But sometimes when you're speaking in tongues, you're getting what you need from the Lord. And when you get an idea that comes to you, that's sometimes what God is putting in you so you resolve the problem or situation that you're concerned about. So I just thank God that you, this is just a thing that you brought off tonight about spiritual gifts that I was talking to her maybe a day or two ago. But I just thank God for you, and I love you. You're my sister in Christ at the Living Way Christian Center. Praise
yeah.
God.
Hey.
Keep on doing a mighty work for the Lord. And I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Hallelujah. They get you Sunday. You'll see. Get up outside. Well, our pastor said, get your yabba dabba doos on.
That's right.
Be blessed, everyone.
That's right. God bless you.
Wait.
Minister Campbell.
Praise God. Woman of God.
Hallelujah. Praise
all
God.
All praises to God. Glory. As my wife said, we picked up kind of late, but it's never too late for God. He can
That's
use
right.
you anywhere, anytime, any place. Amen.
Amen.
And the Spirit, yes. For the gifts of the Spirit.
Yes.
Yes.
We was having a discussion, and I just like to say, you know, when you're here, when you listen, my daughter say, chew the meat and spit out the bones. And the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, man is so blessed. God has blessed us so tremendously that when we use our gift, amen?
Amen.
When we use them, when God has blessed you, it's like Jeremiah. It's like fire. Shut up in my phone. We need to show somebody. We need to tell somebody. We need to run quick, fast, and in a hurry. I enjoyed your message, and you put it so well. You know, this way. Even the simplest could hear and understand.
That's right.
And that's God's will that we touch everybody.
That's right.
Keep on praying for you. You, that you keep on doing God's
you
will.
And your husband.
And your
yeah.
husband also. And
yes.
praise God for you. For you and for him.
Yes.
And for your ministry. And everyone that testified or even listening tonight, may God's blessing be upon them, their family, and keep on blessing. God's will is that we pray for others like we pray for ourselves. Amen.
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 God bless you.
Amen. My husband got called to work, and he took his sermon and turned it sideways, turned it over, and he looked at it. He said, "Until we meet again."
Okay.
So I believe that he gonna bring that message forth.
All right. Yeah, because he won't be able to rest until he do.
That's right. God put it in him.
That's right.
Talking about the weapons that God have given us, and even being able to use those weapons in spiritual warfare, and how the gifts of the Spirit falls right in line as we use those weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, again, the lesson is in archives, and I'm telling you, it was blessing me as I was ministering it because, you know, sometimes things might make you upset, and you don't have time, or you may not think about, I need to pray, I need to do a praise, I need to, you know, I have to break out in a dance. And sometimes I just get quiet. But when you get quiet, sometimes the enemy will start trying to penetrate your thoughts. So we have to use the weapons that God gave us.
It works.
And my husband said, "Well, why are you so quiet?" And I thought about it. I said, "He's right. I think I'm a little upset." And I began to start praising God, and as I was praising God, it just broke off me. So it's so important that we, if we get angry, that we don't stay angry, because
that's right.
The door that the enemy used to get in. You know,
Amen.
God wants
Amen.
Us to always be at peace.
Yeah.
At peace.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And
God,
I'm going to play just a portion of.
Orderly
I'm
play
a portion
life.
Of the song. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to
play
this portion
God's
of the
reason.
Song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, let's.
God, and we have to be able to be called friend. Yes. Okay, is there any other comments before we close out? The lines are open. Praise
Hello?
God. Praise
yes,
God, Mom.
Hallelujah. You know,
hallelujah.
I was thinking, praise God, that all those times that you didn't want to go to church and I had to make you go. It's paying off, and I give praise to God for, you know, his goodness and his mercy. You know, you said train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So I just give praise to God. And he said, he's the great I am, the Lord, great I am. And the only way that we can put the devil on our feet is by putting on the whole armor of God, every piece. We need every piece. Hallelujah. And so I just give praise to God and thank him for tonight and thank him for all the things that you have done and what you have done and what you're putting on. Hallelujah. I know that's God working through you. And today I was
I had an appointment to go to the doctor, and everybody I called, could nobody take me, and I had to be there at 11:30 this morning. And so I prayed and everything, and then I said, well, I guess I'm just calling the people and say, you know, make another appointment. But then I said, Lord, you know, you said if I ask you, you would do anything that we ask. If we asked in your name, you would do it. Hallelujah. And he said, don't worry. And I just got that peace, you know. So I didn't call. I just got peace. Hallelujah. Then later on, then this person called me and said, I'm on my way. I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, what a good God we serve. Okay, you take care and God bless you.
Oh, amen. God bless you, Mama. Well, I'm going to play this one just for you.
Okay.
Next time, Mom, I'm going to put on the Williams Brothers because I know that's going to make you dance.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Sister Teresa's son?
Yes.
Hi. How you doing?
Bless you. I'm
good.
I got
to hear part of your message. Marlene heard part and I heard part. And really, really, really truly been helped. And I give God the glory and the praise for you. I'm just so thankful that you stepped out in faith and allowed God to use you mightily. You have really helped us in different areas of our life, prayed all those prayers to the Lord, and
Amen.
He have heard those prayers, and I'm just so thankful, really
Amen.
Thankful that you are putting that devil under your feet.
I know that's your song, too, right?
Love you.
I know you love that song, too.
And the Wiggin brothers too.
and you was looking for that perfect man. You said I'm looking to searching the earth to see if I can find that perfect person, that one perfect person. Well, he has already come and he's here, still here. He may not be walking physically upon this earth, but that same person that indwells us, that's the one that lived here without sin. That's the man that you're talking about. That's
Amen.
The one. That's how you said the name. Of all names, the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so anyway,
yes,
I just
yes,
want
yes.
to encourage you to continue to,
well,
you might as well say preach.
Amen.
Teach and preach the word in season and out of season, and God will do the rest. He's blessing. Surely just planted that seed, and it was God that gave the increase in you.
Amen. Amen. Go on and keep on going on in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue to pray much for you. And your husband and your ministry. All right.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. And we do know how Mom made us go and
Yes.
She said that she didn't care if you go to sleep, you're going.
You're going, right.
So we just give we give God the glory.
Amen. We give God the glory and the praise.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Is there anyone else, on the line that would like to say something before we end the line?
You hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I was really blessed. I didn't get all of it, but what I got, I received. This is Minister Thomas, and I had a good time. God has really blessed me by just putting you in my presence and just hearing everything. It's just been a blessing. Just to meet you, it's been a blessing. And I just thank God for you because you're doing his work. And I just heard the lady said God is the one that you were talking about later, about he is the one that's tall and handsome, and he's perfect, and he is the one.
Yeah.
And I received that.
Yes.
And I've told you about my husband. So that's the one. That's
God
the one. But I just
you.
Thank God for you. I really thank God for you.
Yes.
And I did get on before you ended, and Mom listened also. She heard you as well.
Oh,
and
God
she
bless
you.
Make...
you as well.
Oh, God bless you. Make sure you give your mom a big hug for me.
I will.
Amen.
So I'll see you tomorrow. The Lord say the same.
All right. God bless you. See you in the morning.
Yes, indeed. On fire, on fire, on fire.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, Sister Marlene, I want to ask you if you wanted to do that reading, if you still have it available, and then we're going to close the lines out.
Hello?
Yes, do you still have that reading available?
Oh, yeah. Okay. This was something that I heard on TV, and it was really interesting. It says, at the pearly gates, a man with a loud Hawaiian shirt, faded jeans, and shades walked up to Peter. Peter says, who are you? And he says, I'm Joe Cochran, a taxi driver. And Peter says, wait, let me see if you're on the list. And he says, sure enough, you are. And he gives him a silk robe and a golden staff. And then another man comes up and says, I'm Reverend Johnson, minister of the St. James Baptist Church. So Peter checks the list to see if he's on it and hands him a cotton robe and a wooden staff. So the minister asked the question, said, well, why did you give the other man a silk robe? And you gave him a golden staff, and now I got this cotton robe and a wooden staff. And Peter says, well, it's different up here. We go by results. When you preach, the people slept. But when the taxi driver drove, the people prayed. But I was just thinking, if you take it in the literal sense, that's really interesting. So apparently his sermon wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. But anyway, that was just something, even as Christians, we enjoy relaxing and taking it easy. And sometimes you can take life a little lightly in the sense of just, you know, enjoying God. And that was just something just for your hearing.
Amen. And laughter is good for the soul. It's like medicine. So it's good to laugh and have fun and enjoy life. And, yes, I love to laugh. I love to have fun.
Amen.
But when it comes down to the business of the kingdom, I know how to switch this, flip the script. That's right. But I love to laugh and have fun. But anyway, in closing, I'm going to ask Minister Parks if she would just come forth and close us out.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you for tonight. Lord, we thank you for Prophetess Teresa. And, Lord, we bind up the enemy right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we are using our weapons tonight, and one of the weapons that we're going to use tonight is prayer, oh God. And Father God, we just come against anything that will rise up, that will seek to take away the word, because
my
you know
Lord.
The word fell on good ground. And Lord,
my
we
Lord.
Know that
Amen.
Your word will not come back void. And Father God, we just pray protection over Teresa and QT
yes,
and Teresa's
yes.
family.
Yes,
and Lord, we just, no weapon that's formed against them will prosper. And
yes.
every tongue that's wagging is already condemned.
Yes, sir.
Father God, we pray blessings and
yes.
we come against a backlash spirit or a spirit of retaliation. We release
yes.
a spirit of peace and comfort over
yes.
over Teresa and her family and QT.
Yes,
and Father God, we release a spirit of peace and comfort over this line tonight.
Yes.
And Father God, we pray that the word will sink deep in our spirits.
Okay.
And Father, as we go on, that we will meditate on the word.
Yes.
And Lord, some water, some plants, some water, but God, you bring the increase.
Yes.
And Lord God, we thank you for the word that came forth tonight.
Thank
and
you.
Father God, we just continue to give you the honor and praise. And
yes.
Lord, I pray that we will all use our weapons.
Yes.
Yes. Not one, but weapon that was ministered to tonight, that we will take it seriously and take it to heart, oh God.
Yes.
And learn to use our weapons, Lord, to fight back the forces of the enemy.
Yes, my God.
Lord, to praise you and give you all the honor and glory.
Oh, yes.
Oh God, to lift your name up in the earth, oh God. And Lord, to pray as you give us as you give us what to pray for and how to pray. And Lord, that we intercede according to what you've given us to do, oh God.
Yes,
and Father God, we just thank you for tonight. We know, Lord, that it's because of you that we're able to pray over these lines tonight, free and unhindered, oh God. The spirit of freedom, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we're taking opportunity. We're taking advantage of this opportunity, oh God. We pray to speak the word over the lines, oh God. And Father God, we just thank you for it, and we just give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And before we hang up, I just want to let the listeners know that we will be having a prophetic conference, one in Chicago in the month, October, what's the date for the October conference, Evangelist Hannah? Amen. Maybe she's muted out.
My phone on mute. Okay, the days are October the 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Amen. And that's a prophetic conference that's going to stir up the gift that's inside of you. So it'll be a three-day conference with Apostle Emmons facilitating. Then I'll be teaching also on stirring up the gift. The same conference will be coming to Detroit in November. And the dates for November is that the 17th, 18th, and 19th. And we'll be emailing and giving out more information about the conference in Detroit area. But get ready to come and just be blessed with how to activate the gift of God that's inside of you. You know, it's time out for being in church and not getting stirred up so that you can be a blessing to the kingdom of God. We all need to be busy and doing something for mankind. So that's what this conference is about. I want to encourage you, if you like what we're doing, go to our website, because it takes money to put these things on, and so into the ministry, kingdomdaughters.org. Just click on the donation tab, and you can sow right into the ministry. We will certainly be blessed. These conferences are to build up the people of God. So we love you. We're so happy that you joined us tonight. Minister Parks will be bringing the word tomorrow, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. She'll be on the same line every Saturday, either her or her husband. So I'd encourage you to do that. And then on Tuesday, Evangelist Hannah's here. Is it 7:30, Evangelist Hannah? I believe hers is 7:30.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock. I kept it 8.
Okay. Okay, it's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So then Thursday night we will have Apostle Clark. He will be on the line bringing a word on Thursday at 8 o'clock. So we're almost active every night at 8 o'clock. So if you're not doing anything, check us out, get a word, and get blessed.
Amen.
So again, have a blessed evening. Enjoy the rest of the evening and just be a blessing to someone. God bless you. We love you. And
love
go
you.
In peace.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
You too.
Journey ahead is great. Take your rest, Daddy.
Thank you.